Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Josh Klingler, of course, silent reporter for the Chiefs Radio Network. You heard him Sunday night from the Meadowlands. You'll hear him this Sunday afternoon from Arrowhead as the Chiefs take on the Ravens. And Kling, going back a little bit to Sunday night at least, I'm just curious, what was the mentality on the sideline and just the entire vibe in the first half based off how ugly that was for those of us that were listening or watching on TV?
Well, I mean, you can continue to see like a more frustrated bunch than we're used to seeing. Their bar's really high, and so I guess I get it, because we're all doing the same thing, like, what's going on, you know? So how would that they not be in that kind of situation as well? So yeah, I think it's been a little tighter than you know, recent years. We were commenting that on the pregame show the other day, that I just said, you know, they were going for three in a row last year and didn't feel like it was as tight as it was for the first two games, and certainly through the first half. Now, I think everybody exhaled a little bit on the first drive of the second half, where you thought, okay, here you go. So the second half was much better. You know, the locker room afterwards, I don't know if they were completely satisfied, but I think everybody was just like, just get a win, right? I think they probably all wanted it to be a little bit prettier, but I think you got to be in the camp of a win's a win, get back to that, and now face a massive game coming up on Sunday.
We can talk about Worthy here in a minute and his importance to the possibility of that win on Sunday. But Andy Reid today was asked about Jawan Taylor and essentially said when he's not committing penalty, he's great. So, you know, maybe one of the best pass blockers in the league, I think is the way he put it, when he's doing this. At what point is the loyalty part a fault, or am I just supposed to assume they don't think Jalen Moore can play right tackle?
I kind of hearken this a little bit back to channeling a little bit of Ned Yost via Bobby Cox, where it was, if you think you're going to make a decision, you know, wait a week, you know, kind of that really temper. I feel like Andy Reid kind of has a lot of that in him in a football sense. Now, I don't know what the timetable is, you know, if it's wait a week in baseball, is it different in football? But I think we've seen him before allowing people to kind of work through, especially veterans, to work through any kind of struggles and not have any type of quick hook or hook, however speed you want to have at it. But no, it seems like he's just going to get every opportunity as long as he's blocking to their satisfaction to get the full leash. I think a lot of people would like to see different, right, from a fan standpoint, like just something different and try it out. But they're the ones in it day to day that are watching what's going on. You got to think that if one was better than the other, contract or no contract, that they would make that move. So I still think they probably believe that Jawan Taylor is the better option at right tackle right now. And I think they'll continue to go in that direction. Kind of same with like Harrison Butker's struggles, right? I think he's going to be allowed to work his way through those types of things versus, oh, we better go grab somebody or bring in some competition and see where it goes. I think that they have a pretty long leash when it comes to self-correction.
Two of the last 3 years that he's really struggled, Harrison Butker's numbers were down, Kling. He was hurt. He missed three games in each of those games. Do you think he's hurt now?
I don't think so. I feel like it's just kind of, you know, the old golf cliche, right? I mean, it's just he needs to be at the driving range and try to work some things out, because it was, you know, doink to the left, misses to the right. It's not been, I know we'd kind of discussed that kind of off the air amongst us as well after the game. It's kind of like the misses aren't from the same spot. If it's like one spot, you're like, okay, he's pulling the ball one direction. Well, now he seems, is there overcorrection going on? Look, that group, is always practicing. I think more so than any other team. I kind of watch other sidelines, and like they're practicing a lot. The specialists during a game on the sidelines. And so they're always kind of tinkering. So I got to imagine he's kind of in the lab probably with Dave Tobe and trying to work through it. But I got to imagine that, again, that's going to be kind of a long leash, and you know, he'll be better later on than he might be right now.
We're talking to Josh Klingler. He, of course, is part of the Chiefs radio network. You'll hear him, Mitch, and Dana this Sunday afternoon right here on 96.5 The Fan. On the defensive side, this is now eight quarters in a row, Kling, where defense has looked really good. Spags yet again making these adjustments, even if they're not getting consistent pressure without blitzing. It feels like this defense came around a lot quicker than people thought after what we saw week one. You feel like the defense has now showed you enough to where they're going to make sure this team's in every single game because of the system that Spags has implemented.
And it's been kind of game to game, right? So the Eagles game plan completely different than what the, you know, the Giants would have been. But, you know, you pretty much keep the quarterback in check against Philadelphia. Saquon Barkley is not the story. And then the Giants game, obviously you had two wide receivers that had monster numbers the week before, and you basically bageled Malik Nabers, right? Mm-hmm. And maybe Russell Wilson had a hand in that, but I like to think that the Chiefs defense did as well, kind of taking him out of the mix. And so really kind of game to game and how you've made adjustments and how you've gotten the primary weapons shut down by the opposition has been very, very impressive. Yes, you still love to see them get after the quarterback a little bit more, but I think pretty satisfying defensive performance the last 2 weeks, and it's going to have to be again. I think if there's anything you can take from that Lions game, you know, in defending Lamar Jackson, it looks like to me that your defensive line is going to have to be relentless. And I think at times this Chiefs defensive line isn't necessarily their strength to continue to keep after things. I think they're going to have to go an extra second or two to try to get after Lamar Jackson and then try to keep him in a box. That if he's got, you know, not a lot of avenues to squirt out, and you're covering down the field, that's when he was in trouble the other night. Held on to the ball an awfully long time, and they kept him bottled up, and that's how the Lions had a ton of success against Lamar Jackson. So if they can run that similar type blueprint, they're going to have some success.
We'll wait for the injury report later today, Kling. Do you think the Chiefs need Xavier Worthy to play to win this Sunday?
You know, I do. I think they do miss he and Rice tremendously. Now, you saw a little bit last week. I was kind of curious, like the jet sweep game was kind of gone without Xavier Worthy. And they did try it last week with both Breshard Smith and with Nico Romillo.
I thought it looked okay with Smith for what it's worth. Yeah, I thought it made
it
work.
I mean, I feel like they threw a little bit more on his plate last week. But those feels like there's, you know, there's Xavier Worthy type of things that no one else really runs. And so, you know, you don't want that thing re-injured. You know, the worst case scenario to me with Xavier Worthy, guys, is you have some kind of brace. You said he didn't need surgery. He comes out, he gets hit or falls, and now he does need surgery. Mm-hmm. And then that's a longer process. So I got to imagine that's a little bit of the fear. You want to make sure he's fully healthy, but they did give him not only a full week, but like a no travel, you're not going week, you know, which was kind of a surprise. So you're like, okay, just you stay back, you rehab, you get healthy and give it a go, you know, this week. So pretty optimistic that, you know, you're going to see him continue to do that, but I just don't think you're going to know anything until you get hit. And, you know, you're not going to hit him in practice just to see, hey, is that thing going to stay in place? So it's going to have to be in a game at some point.
How do you feel about the AFC West right now, where the Chargers have three division wins and they're 3-0?
Yeah, I mean, that's tough based on the schedule. You know, I still think the Chiefs are going to be able to reel things in, and it's going to be a close race throughout. So, but you know, credit to them, their schedule was kind of tough in that way because you don't want to give away division games, and they're able to kind of find their way through and get those wins. Are they the best team? I don't know. Herbert has played awfully well here to start. I don't mind them also being the front runner and the darling, like fine. And then kind of we'll see if the Chiefs can reel them in with a long winning streak. I still feel like this Chiefs team will kind of figure things out, get better along the way. And even if they're kind of, you know, in that, you know, if they can win this week and get to 500, they're in that 500 through like six games. You just feel like there's going to be like another classic Chiefs win streak, and then everybody will be looking at them in the division again and saying, oh crap, they didn't go away. So I still think that's going to be similar MO than what we've seen in previous years.
Josh Klingler, we appreciate it, man. I was going to ask you, you were on the air when Mike Gundy had his famous I'm a man, I'm 40 rant, right? Wasn't that what you were doing on the air at the time? He obviously got fired yesterday, so we were reminiscing about that. Do you think Mike Gundy's rant, like 30 years from now, will still be considered a top five rant of all time in sports?
Yeah, I mean, how many times did you watch it yesterday? I mean, I had like there was like a 45-second clip that was going around. I'm like, no. I need the whole thing. I need him holding up the newspaper. I need him doing that whole bit. It's like, you know, 2.5 minutes, 3 minutes, whatever it is. No, it's amazing. It's going to still go down as one of the all-timers. You know, I think that the timing or the time was right. He wasn't going to go, clearly. Yeah. So those are hard moves to make because of someone that's kind of synonymous with your program. But I guess, losing to Tulsa at home, and there's a bunch of money in Tulsa. So there's a bunch of boosters probably that were laughing about Tulsa beating Oklahoma State. So I think that money probably spoke at the end of things and made that timing. But no, in terms of all-time rants, that's, you know, you're talking about practice, not a game, you know, or I'm a man, I'm 40. Like, there's few of those that are like, those are pretty much Rushmore rants. The Lee Elia Cubs one is always one of my favorites. That's an oldie but a goodie. But no, Gundy's right up there. That'll forever be the case. I had to look up. Did you guys look up yesterday too? Like, how old is he now?
He's 58, isn't he?
Yeah.
Dating myself a little.
Yeah,
58. You're like, wow. Yeah, he's yeah.
I think what stands out, Kling, is
still going strong.
Every single group chat from every person I know as people turn 40. That's the thing everybody sends you.
I'm a man. I'm 40.
Like, I turned 40 last year. Yeah. Do you know how many people sent me that GIF? Yeah. Like, it's everybody. Yeah. Everybody you
know. I will never not laugh at that entire rant. The I'm a man, I'm 40, and yeah, the tail end of it where he stomps off to is just so great.
Kling, we appreciate it, man.
See you guys.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.